Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up, for allowing us to see another new day. Yes, this is the day that our Lord has made, and we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day, the day that no one else has ever been in this day. No one knows what today holds, but we have our God, the creator of heaven and earth, the one who made today, the one who does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And because we have him, we are excited. We can face the tomorrow. Because we have him, we live a purpose-driven life. We are ready to receive and accomplish everything and anything that he has installed for us today. We are ready to meet and minister to whosoever our Savior puts on our path. So we are excited right here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We are excited with what God is doing. And today is the last Friday of this month of November. So today is Friday 27, and just in about, 3-4 more days, this month will be over and we will start a new month. But we are excited with what God is doing, and we are still believing God for souls to be won into the kingdom of. So we thank God for what he has in store for us today. We're going to start by prayer and say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for allowing us to see this new day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. Yes, for being mindful of us, Lord. We thank you, Father, as David said, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him. We thank you, Father, for you. He also said you made him a little lower than the angels, and you crowned him with glory and honor. And we thank you, Father, for being mindful of us this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, for you are a loving God. You are a kind God, the one who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for everlasting life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for abundant life. Yes, for the thief who is the devil, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But our God, our Savior, yes, you came, Lord Jesus, so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We thank you, Good Shepherd, the one who laid down his life for his sheep. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your word says, if any man comes to you, repent and confess their sins and seek you, yes, they will find you and you forgive them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, for in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, Father, we are nothing. So this morning, Father God, we repent of any sin that we have committed anything that is not pleasing to you, whether we committed by submission or by omission, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, whether by our actions or by our speech, Father, we pray that you forgive us, Father God, His mercy upon us, Father, according to your loving kindness, Lord, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, Lord. We pray that you blot out, wash away our transgressions, blot out and wash away our sins, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Wash them thoroughly, Lord. Cleanse us, Father. Yes, in Jesus' name, with your hyssop, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that we'll be as white as snow, so that we'll be clean, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that when you look down on earth and you see us, Father, we want you to be pleased with what you see, Father. We want your face to smile when you see us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for creating a clean heart within us this morning. Thank you, Lord, for renewing the right spirit, the good spirit, Father, within us this morning. We thank you, Father God, that you do not cast us away from your presence. Do not take away your Holy Spirit from us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for restoring, yes, for restoring unto us the joy of thy salvation, Lord. Thank you, Father God, yes, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your anointing, Father. Thank you for your wisdom, Lord, that we'll be able to teach the transgressors your ways, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that we'll be able to show and point the sinners to you, Father God, that Jesus is the Savior. Yes, that Jesus is the answer to our troubles today. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we'll be able to tell them that it is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by your Spirit, it is by your grace that we are saved, in the mighty name of Jesus, because that is the gift that you have given us, Lord, that it is not by works, Lord. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that no man should boast, so that no one should downlook on anyone, but it is by your grace, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, this morning for salvation, Lord, that may our brothers and sisters who are out there who do not know you, so that they will come to repentance, in the name of Jesus, and confess their sins, Lord. And for you are faithful and just to forgive them, Father, that with their mouth, and then they will turn away from their wicked ways, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, so we call them forth, Lord, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, that they come in the name of Jesus. Soften their hearts, Father God. Give them the heart of flesh. Give them a tender heart, that when they hear your voice, Father, when they hear your word, they will not harden their hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, that they will no longer be in trouble, Lord. Yes, because when they believe in you, Lord, yes, you will deliver them, for you are a God of deliverance. You are a God of salvation. You are a God that healeth all our diseases, all manner of sicknesses. So we pray, Father God, for those who are lost, those who do not know you, Father. This year, Father, we are still believing for a bumper harvest of souls, in the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We glorify your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you said, come unto me, all you who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Our brothers and sisters, they are wandering out there. They do not have rest. They are, some are frustrated, some are anxious, yes, and some have lost the desire to live with life to them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, and we pray for the church, yes, this sleeping giant, that we awake, Father, and do what you have called us to do, and that is to win souls for the kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, for you are our healer, Lord. I pray for those who are not feeling well, those who need your healing, Father, releasing the healing power of the blood of Jesus, for you are our healer, Father. You heal all manner of diseases, all manner, whether they are mental diseases, whether it's emotional issues or physical issues, even spiritual issues, Father, because some are bound by these evil spirits. They are being tormented by generational curses and territorial spirits. We pray, Father God, for their deliverance and their healing this morning. Some they need healing, Father, in their finances, Lord. Some they need healing in their relationships, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. All areas of our lives that are not well, they need your touch, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we release the power of God, the presence of God, to touch and bring order to any and all areas of our lives that are out of order. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We honor you, Father, for you were wounded for our transgressions, Lord. You were bruised for our iniquities, Father. Yes, the chastisement of your peace, of our peace, was upon you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. Thank you, Father God, for you are our restorer. You restore any and every area that needs restoration in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for healing is the bread of the children. So we thank you this morning for serving your children, the bread of healing. We thank you, Jehovah Rapha, the God, our healer, the one who heals all manner of diseases. We honor you, Father God, and we have so many who are sick out there, Father. Some are being invaded by this demon of poverty. It's attacking their bodies right now. I had a husband and wife last night who requested prayer. I pray for the Haywood family, add in the Haywood family, Father. The husband and wife, they both have corona. I pray that you touch and heal them. And there are so many, Father, out there who are being affected. And some other diseases, some cancerous diseases, because even as corona showed up and started taking people hostage, other diseases are still out there. These cancerous diseases and these any headaches or whatever, back pains and any other diseases are still out there and invading your people. So we release the healing power of the blood of Jesus to touch and heal your people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for you are our healer. You are our God, the one who heals all manner of diseases. And I pray, Father God, with this situation, it is giving and putting a lot of stress on relationships. So we pray for families, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, that you continue to protect and shield them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So many fathers, they are in distress and they are in frustration because they cannot provide for their families. They have been out of work for a long time and they don't know what to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, even with this holiday season, some are struggling, Father. They don't even know where their next meal comes from. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, for your provision. And we have a lot, Father, who do not know what to do coming this Monday or Tuesday when the month is over. They don't know where their rent is going to come from. But the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to you, Father. We have so many people out here, Father, who have finances. Some are millionaires and some are billionaires. We pray, Father God, that you touch their hearts, those who are able to help, that they help, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even our leaders, Father, they have the capability of helping. They have the resources. The government has the resources. I pray, Father God, that you touch their hearts as they make decisions, that they will be helpful and be compassionate toward mankind, Father, that they will be helpful and help people, Father. There's a lot of homeless people around, Father. Every city, every town, they are homeless, and some they are mentally ill, and some they just don't have it. They don't know what to do. I pray, Father God, that you help, Father. I know the shelters and the facilities, all this, they cannot take as many people because of the COVID and the social distancing, but we have so many people, some own multiple homes, and they can help out, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, this holiday season, a season of extending a hand of gratitude and a helping hand and a time of gifting and caring. I just pray, Father God, that you stir up hearts of men and women, that we care for each other, those who are able to help, that they help, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And the weather is getting cold now, and Father, some people, they just be sleeping outside under the bridge or wherever in this cold season. I just pray, Father God, that you touch the hearts of men and women, those who are able to help, that they help, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are a God who said in your word, you will give seed to the sower and bread to the hungry. So we have men and women who are hungry right now. They need the bread. They need the shelter. They need the covering. And yes, there are some who are able, who need the seed. They have the seed so that they can sow, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for protecting and shielding the families, that they will not be stretched out and the enemy will not take advantage of the situation and destroy families. So I rebuke any spirit of discord in the home. I rebuke any spirit or any entertaining of spirit of divorce in this home. The enemy has already stolen from us, and we put him to stop right now. We speak life, we speak love in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, in every family, that they work together in one accord, Father, that they know that they are on the same team, husbands loving their wives and wives submitting themselves to their own husband, and children obeying their parents in the mighty name of Jesus, that everyone will be in order and function the way you have created us to function. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, even in our leadership, in our government, all this disorder and this distress that is going on, we just pray, Father God, that you have mercy on us. Father, we continue to stand on the gap, Father. We continue to stand on your promises, Father, as you promised us, Father, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if my people who are called by my name, yes, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked ways. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you, Father God, you will hear us from heaven and you will forgive our sins and you will heal our land. So this morning, as intercessors, as prayer warriors, we stand on the gap, Father. We confess, Father, the sins of our people, the sins of our nation, yes, the sins of our country, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, on their behalf, Father, or each and everyone, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we seek your face, Father, this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we do turn away from our wicked ways on their behalf, Father. We decree and declare turning away from our wicked ways. We pray, Father God, that you heal our land, Father. Heal our land. Restore our land, Father. You are a God of restoration. Restore our land. So we decree and declare order in all facets of government, starting with the executive branch, in the mighty name of Jesus, the president and his vice president and the whole House of Representatives. And we do pray, Father, for the president-elect and vice president-elect as they are putting together their team, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as they diversify and bring all different teams. I pray, Father God, that they will not neglect the Christian-based people, that we need a representative. We need someone, person of faith, who sit on the table where the decisions are being made, who is our advocate. We know our biggest advocate is Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is our advocate, but we need a body who sits there, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, for the order in all branches, Lord. Yes, the legislative, the Senate, and the House of Representatives, the judicial system, Father, the Supreme Court, the upper court, and the lower court, all courts, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our military community, Father, all the branches, Father, our education system. There is a lot of changes. 1 week they are in school, 1 week they are home, and it's just a lot of movement, not only for the students and educators, but also the parents, Father. So I pray, Father God, that you give wisdom to those in position of authority, that decisions are being made. They will be considerate of everyone involved or impacted by their decisions. Our health system, Father, and our workforce, Father, all areas of our lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Father. We depend on you, Father. We trust you, Father, for some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God, for the name of the Lord is our strong tower, and when we run to you, Father, we are safe. So we thank you, Father God, for we are safe. We trust you, Father. We are not dismayed. We are not in fear, because we trust you, for you are on our side. If you are on our side, Father, who can be against us? Who can fight us and win if you are on our side? We thank you, Father God, even if the enemy might come to us in one way, we know that he will run from us in seven ways, for greater is you who is in us than he who is in the world. We honor you, Father God. We give thanks to you, Father, for you deserve all the praise. You deserve all the thanks. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you and we consider it done. By the precious blood of Jesus, the battle is won, for you fight all our battles in Jesus' name. And you are a covenant-keeping God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning, and I trust each and every one of us had a happy, peaceful, joyful, blessed Thanksgiving. We thank God because, I mean, it's not just Thanksgiving Day on the calendar that is a day of Thanksgiving, but with us as the children of God, we know every day is a day of Thanksgiving. So we just thank God. And before we get the lines open, I just want to share a little bit on the word, and then we will see what the Lord has in store for us. Amen. Amen. And our scripture this week, let's start with the scripture of this week. The scripture of this week is from the book of Psalm 100, and it is time of Thanksgiving. This is the Thanksgiving and holiday season, and it's just this scripture just suits well. And Psalm 100, it only has 5 verses, so I'm going to read them all, and we have had a few more, you know, earlier this week, encouragement from this verse. This is just a recap. Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. So we're going to, before we end today, we are going to take time to give thanks unto God, to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We're going to take time to give thanks to him and to praise him, for he deserves it and his mercy endureth forever. So before we do that, I want to share one more scripture, and then we will have our lines open and praise God. Today, we just want to give thanks unto God and count our blessings, for he is good and he has been good to us. Amen. So the scripture I would like to share with you is from the book of Luke. The book of Luke, Luke chapter 17. This scripture has been ringing in my spirit for a few days now. Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 21. It is the story of the 10 lepers being cleansed, when Jesus cleansed the 10 lepers. So we're going to read verses 11. Actually, I'll go 11 to 19 instead of 21, 11 to 19. While Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance. And they raised their voices and called out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were miraculously healed and made clean. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, glorifying and praising and honoring God with a loud voice, and he lay face downward at Jesus' feet, thanking him over and over. He was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 of you cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was there no one found to return to give thanks and praise to God except this foreigner?" Jesus said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith, your personal trust in me, and your confidence in God's power has restored you to health." May God bless the reading of his word. And this story we just read talks about these 10 lepers. The Bible says, at this particular day, or on this particular day, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. And one thing we know about lepers or people with leprosy, many, many years ago in the mid-80s when I was in Zimbabwe, and where we lived, there was maybe about 3 to 5 miles from our where we lived, the township we lived, they was, or still that leprosy hospital is still there. It's a leprosy hospital. It's so isolated, and anyone who has leper, because lepers is a contagious disease. So when you have it, you get isolated. You know, we talk about social distancing. It's more than 6 feet because they literally quarantine you. You have to go and stay at that hospital. And few times we went there for ministry to minister to those lepers. But the way it was done is we would go in the holding room, and they are in these places. It looked like cages to me, because they were in these places, and even the people who feed them, they will not go in their rooms. They will pass the food in this little small window, like it's a jail cell, so to speak. That's kind of the concept. And so they will be isolated when you and put on medication. When you get healed, then you will get a pass or some kind of a proof to get you out of the leprosy registration so that you will get back in the community with other people. And I believe at this particular time with these lepers, just reading this story, these lepers were put on the outside of the city. They were not with the congregation. And I would like to believe that Jesus has passed it through this way so many times, as we all know that when Jesus is passing by, there is a crowd that always follow him. And that's the way these people will hear that Jesus is coming. So on this particular day, when Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem and he was passing along the border, so you can see these people were on the borderline between Samaria and Galilee. So when these lepers heard on a distance and heard the crowd, they started yelling. They started calling out with loud voices. And there were 10 of them, the Bible says. And they yelled and cried out, "Jesus, Jesus, Master, Master, have mercy on us." That they crowd, their sound or the loudness of their voices overpassed or went over the crowd that was following Jesus. That caught Jesus' attention. And the Bible says Jesus saw them and he said to them, all 10 of them, because he was on a distance, he saw them. And he did not lay hands on them. He did not spit on the ground and take some dirt and make some mud and smear on their bodies so that they can get cleansed, or he did not do a wind or do anything. But the Bible says when Jesus heard them, when he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." The priests were the people who were keeping tabs or keeping the roster of the people who are outcasts, the people who have lepers, who go on the edge or on the border to where the holding place of lepers. So Jesus said to them, he knew that these people, in order for them to come back in the community, in order for them to start mingling with the community, they need a pass. They need their something to show forth to whoever is in charge to get them back in the community. So Jesus told them, go and, you know, go and you go and show yourselves to the priest. The Bible says when these lepers were on their way going to show themselves to the priest, they obeyed. They did not deny, they did not argue with Jesus. When Jesus told them they need to go, they just stood up and started. I mean, as a leper, you are like, what is it for me to lose? It's either I stay out here or I can go and just show myself to the priest and tell the priest that Jesus told me to come over here. You know, I am just reminded of that story of those lepers. You remember those lepers, that those lepers who were outside during the time of hunger and famine, and they were out there, and the Syrian war was on the other side when they heard the sound of these lepers as a big army, because these lepers decided, you know what, we are outcasts, we are dying out here hungry, we might as well go over there and get some food. So reminded of this army commander, his name is Naaman, he had lepers. And the Bible said he was a man of authority. He was a leader of the army, but he had lepers. And in his, he had a servant for his wife. This girl was an Israelite, and she told her master, Naaman's wife, and said, if you know in where I come from over there, there is a man of God. He was talking about Elisha. That there is a man of God who can help your husband, my master, if he go and see him in this issue of lepers he has. And, you know, the story goes by, they argue a little bit because Naaman thought, why should I go there? Why not this man of God come? And later on, after a long conversation, Naaman ended up going. And when he got there, Elisha did not pray for Naaman. He told him to go and wash himself in River Jordan. And Naaman was upset. He didn't want to do it. And they argued a little, and he went back, and he was so furious. He said, where I am from, there are nice rivers. There is clean water. The water is blue, and it looks good. It's not contaminated. Now you send me to River Jordan. I'm not doing it. Until he was convinced and talked. When you read the story, you know, other people convinced him, and he said, what, you know, they said, what are you to lose? Just to go wash yourself. If you get cleansed, you cleanse. If you not, you will still remain the same way. And the Bible says he later, you know, gave in and he washed himself in River Jordan. When he came out, his body was as clean as a baby. He was cleansed from these lepers. So we see these lepers right here. When they heard about Jesus, when they heard that Jesus is passing, they could hear the sound, and they cried out. And when Jesus saw them, he didn't. He just told them to go and show themselves to the priest. And the Bible says when they were on their way, I don't know how far the distance was from where these lepers were and where the priests were. Maybe it was 10 miles, 5 miles, 3 miles, I don't know. But the Bible says when they were on their way, they had not arrived place yet, but they were on their way. The Bible says they were cleansed. they saw that their skin started, you know, it was clean. The leprosy had disappeared. It had gone away from them. And when they saw that, the Bible says 9 of them kept on going to show themselves to the priest. But one made a U-turn and went back. Remember, he went back to Jesus. And the Bible says when he arrived at Jesus, he bowed down his head down toward Jesus. And he fell on his feet and he started thanking Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says he did this over and over and over, thanking Jesus. And the Bible took it upon itself and described this man and said, this man, this one man, was a Samaritan, which reminds us of the story of the Good Samaritan. This man was not good before, but he became good because of what he did. We all know the story of the Good Samaritan, that the same priest, the ones who were keeping track of the people who has diseases, like leprosy or maybe other diseases, we know that's the same system that is going on right now with this disease, not only with COVID, but all other diseases. There are people who have a full-time job to keep track of who got healed, who died, who is still sick, who is on this machine. That's how they keep track and give us statistics on whether it's on your TV or on the radio as to the last time I heard, we have more than 260,000 people who are dead in this country, not from other diseases, but they say they are dead from COVID-19. And we have millions who are affected. So right here, back to the story, the Bible says this man who went back, one of the 10 lepers, he was a Samaritan, and he gave thanks to God. He praised him. He worshipped him with his face down on Jesus over and over. And Jesus said, were there not 10 of you who got saved, who went and only one came back? But there were 10 of them. And Jesus went further. When you read verse 19, it says, and Jesus said to this man, get up and go on your way. Your faith, your personal trust in me, this is Amplified Bible, and your confidence in God's power has restored your health. Put your health back. This is, we had Thanksgiving yesterday, and you and I, we know every day is a day of Thanksgiving. We cried out. Some of us cried out, and God heard us. Some of us are still crying out right now. Situations, circumstances have changed, and He is still hearing us because our God does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And our God is not a respecter of any person. What He does for one, He will do for the other. So we serve a mighty God. We serve a good God, a merciful God, a kind God. We serve a God who is a healer. We serve a God who is a deliverer. We serve a God who is a savior, who is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And this morning, we want to thank Him. I know things are not where they need to be, but we are here this morning just for these few minutes. I don't know, maybe half an hour we have been here now or a little bit over. There are so many people who have lost their lives. I was sitting on the television a few days ago, and we were watching the TV, and they had the COVID statistics. When we sat there, they had like 64 people, I think 64 or 69, it was in the 60s, and said people have died today so far. And we are sitting there. And within half an hour or so, the numbers are going up. By the time I got up and I looked again, it was over 200 people. So people are dying by minutes. And with this time, we are here praising God, interceding, praying for others. There are people who are losing lives. Last night, there are people who went to sleep and they never woke up this morning. But you and I, we are here. We are still here, and we can give him praise. We can thank our God for his goodness, for giving us life. He doesn't have to do it, but he does it anyhow, because he so loved us before we even knew him. He paid a debt he did not own, and we owned a debt we could not pay, and he paid it on the cross. And we can count our blessings. You and I, we don't have to dwell on what we don't have. We have people. 3 days from now, come Monday, come Tuesday, the end of the month, they don't know where they will be. They can't afford to pay their rent. You and I, we are here. We have shelter on over our heads. We have food on the table. I cried last night putting leftovers up in the refrigerator. I'm like, all this food, but there are some people who didn't even have a meal yesterday. We need to thank God. Today is a day we just want to thank him. Let's count our blessings. Let's praise him. Because we have today. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. But today, right now, we are here. We can praise him. We can thank him. He deserves all the glory. We don't want our Father, our Heavenly Father, to wonder and say, but didn't I heal her also? Didn't I bless him also? Where is he? Where is she? Jesus asked, were they not 10 who were healed? But only one came back. If it is going to be only one, why not be you? Why not be I? Let us praise our Lord this morning. I know we are getting at the top of the hour, but I want us to, let's just pour our hearts and praise God for his goodness, for his love, for his tender mercy.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Is this none greater, Lord? Is this none greater than you, Lord God?
Thank you, Lord. Eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Of the redemption of God.
You are my
Hallelujah.
Unto God, in the name of Jesus.
It's the God of morning, God.
We will be listening for the voice of God. I will send out the scripture.
days that we will be fasting, we're setting aside Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So just prepare for that. And, you know, we know that God is doing great things, and we're getting towards the end of the year. Next month is the last month of the year. God has done so many wonderful things this year, but we're looking forward to just keeping our eyes on Him and not worrying about things that are happening around the world, because God Himself is the God is the one and only God of the universe, and we just will continue to trust in Him and believe that all things good and perfect come from Him. So we appreciate everyone who has sent in gifts and offerings. I do believe that God will continue to bless you for your seed. When you plant a seed, the seed will grow. So we appreciate you just taking the time to send in whatever you send, whether it's to me, to the ministry, or whatever we're supposed to be doing with the money. We will do right by God. And we just thank God for that, and we pray that every seed is multiplied at least 1,000 times more than what it is, and we know that God can do that. That is my prayer for each one, as it's spoken of in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. And I pray that as you go through this weekend, that you will just know that God is with you, and He will be with you even into the ends of the earth. I love each and every one of you, and may the favor of God and man be with you everywhere you go. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and He rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and His love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled ARDLEY. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ Amen.